All right, here we go. Here
Let's
we
do
go.
This.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
As he left CIA Director Gina Haspel's briefing on the death of Jamal Khashoggi, Senator Lindsey Graham voiced his conclusion that the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, was involved to the highest level possible in the murder.
Why? I think Secretary Pompeo and Mattis are following the lead of the president. There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw. You have to be willfully blind not to come to the conclusion that this was orchestrated and organized by people in under the command of MBS, and that he was intricately involved in the demise of Mr. Khashoggi. Open source reports show that he had been focusing on Mr. Khashoggi for a very long time. It is zero chance, zero, that this happened in such an organized fashion without the Crown Prince.
There you go.
Well, he mentions the open source thing. That's really important. What he's referring to there is yesterday it came to the media, but apparently it had gotten up to government levels and then leaked out to the media, that there was email exchanges between the Crown Prince and other security officials, and I'm using that term loosely, about taking care of Khashoggi based on Khashoggi's email exchanges he was having with other people about what a dipweed he thought the Crown Prince was. Khashoggi apparently was trying to get a bunch of folks in Saudi Arabia to rise up against the Crown Prince. Now, you could make the argument, and I'm sure Donald Trump will eventually make the argument, while he was trying to coup, so they had to kill him, as opposed to trying him. It's extrajudicial. They go to a foreign country to do it. They lure him out of the United States where he was. I mean, this is not how, in the United States, if you want to charge somebody with attempted treason or coup or whatever, you arrest them and you try them. Here, you just go and kill them in a consulate in somebody else's country.
It's fascinating, though, that you had even a couple of days ago Mike Pompeo saying that I've seen all the intelligence and there is no direct link and no smoking gun that there is you can tie to the Crown Prince. And now you have the members of the Senate Intelligence Committee looking at this and saying zero chance he wasn't involved. No way, no how. You have Republicans and Democrats agreeing. You have the intelligence community presenting that. And yet
Mike Pompeo disgraced his office as Secretary of State in doing that. He's not only Secretary of State, he led the CIA. People felt pretty calm when he took over the CIA.
He's got that background in intelligence.
Right. And remember, he was also in Congress. So, I mean, he's a guy that has devoted himself to public service. And when you devote yourself to public service, are you devoting yourself to the work of the people of the United States or to one client? And that becomes the question. That's what Donald Trump demands of the people around him. And that's what Pompeo seems to have done here. And it was embarrassing for him. And he will eventually regret that he said the words that he said. When it was like, I'm here. You know, why are you here and Gina Haspel's not here? This was a couple of days ago. And he said, well, I was asked to be here and I'm here. As opposed to giving any kind of other. And then also trying to cover up for, not cover up, but misdirect. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know for sure what happened. Well, nobody knows for sure except for the guys who were there. Right?
Right.
But I don't think Khashoggi is going to pop up out of a cake anytime soon. So here's Lindsey Graham saying he's prepared to do more here.
I want to make sure that Saudi Arabia is put on notice, that business as usual has come to an end for me. I will not look at the kingdom the same way that I used to look at it. I will not support arms sales until all responsible for the death of Mr. Khashoggi have been brought to justice. I will no longer support the war in Yemen as constructed.
Wow, those are some positions a lot of people would like to hear from the administration, but we will see.
Although you never know with Lindsey Graham. You never know where it's going to go next.
You don't know what
to
You really don't. He'll be at the White House meeting with the president and come out and be his biggest supporter tomorrow.
All right.
Number four.
The Views opener on the passing of George. Have you seen this? This has created quite a stir.
I was alerted to this by one of our producers earlier. Got nasty.
Yeah, got heated. The View got heated when they were talking about the passing of George H.W. Bush, 41. Meghan McCain heralded Bush's long life and dedication to public service.
Mm-hmm.
Very appropriate.
Yeah.
As well as his grace in office. And at one point, Joy Behar brought up Bush's record on global warming before she invoked Trump.
He signed into law the Clean Air Act Amendment of 1990, one of the most sweeping environmental statutes ever.
Yeah.
This president that we have now is trying to unravel everything that he did and Obama did. And if I ever become a one-issue voter, it will be about pollution and the greenhouse effect. And
can
the
we
fact
focus
that,
on the president, please? I don't want to talk about Trump. We're honoring a great president.
Excuse me a second, please. I want to talk about the difference.
Honoring, but I'm not interested in your one issue.
I don't care what you're interested in. I'm talking.
Well, I don't care what you're interested in either.
We'll be right back.
Boy.
Oh, whoopee. Later. Saving them. Christmas.
Later. Coming up on Christmas controversy.
We'll make Christmas cookies.
Do you make Christmas cookies for your husband's ex-wife?
Apparently there are recordings, though, of what Joy Behar was saying to Megan during the break there, and she called her the B word. So it continued, even though the music interrupted
that
moment.
Sure
it was.
Do they ever have civil conversations on that show, or is it just, you know?
But
go at each other's throats.
They do hot topic issues, and they all have opinions.
Yeah.
Dumb opinions.
Apparently they're not interested in any of them.
Not interested in your opinion. I'm not interested in yours either.
Your opinion stinks.
Yeah.
Get this bee under control.
That's probably the 10-second delay saved them there. They went
to it quick. Like, Whoopi knew that was coming.
They're all screaming, and then...
She said, whoa.
We'll be right back.
Okay?
Christmas controversy.
The timing there. Beautiful.
Oh, God.
That show's live, right?
No.
Oh, it's not live.
Oh, well, it depends on... I think I don't know the answer to that. I think they do it live some days. They don't do it live other days.
Meaning some time slots it's live, depending on where it airs and when.
Yeah.
I never understand that live, but
I don't think
it's
live here.
I get confused.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Trust me. It's confusing. But it depends on what time you're seeing it. I think they may record it live some mornings.
But they don't stop and retape.
No, it's live to
it's
tape.
Just live to tape.
Right. Unless they completely. Well, they can't because that's live in some. I think it's live in New York. Live in the East Coast.
I don't care about your opinion.
I don't care about your opinion either. Coming up.
And we would need Tom Skilling to do a promo right after
How to make the perfect Christmas bow. All right, here we go. Let's check in with Judy, find out what's coming up at the bottom of the hour news.
Tens of thousands of chickens die in a local fire.
Late night hockey on WGN-TV. Wednesday, the Blackhawks are California dreaming of victory in Anaheim as they battle the Ducks Wednesday night at 9:30 on WGN-TV.
I would like them to stop dreaming of victory.
And really make it happen?
Pull a few of those off.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
We'd like to see that.
You know, Scott Darling's available.
Oh, he is. I like Scott Darling so much.
I just like the idea of having him on the team. I don't
know
if he'd be any good.
Well,
I'd like Sully the dog on the team right now. I'd take anything.
Sully.
All right, checking in at...
Number three.
If I could turn back time.
Last night in New York, the premiere of The Cher Show. Broadway musical based on the life of Cher. She told reporters that it's really kind of interesting to see yourself... in your entire life's history unfold on a Broadway stage.
It's very fun sometimes, and it's very, very, very difficult sometimes. You know, it's just very difficult. And it's not, it's just so close to the bone. The actors in this play, I couldn't have gone anywhere and found better people. I am not kidding. When I see them, sometimes I'm like in tears.
Okay. Now, did you say Kanye?
He got in trouble.
And Kim were at this last night?
They were.
Kim is a huge Cher fan. She dresses like her a lot. She went to the concert in Vegas with her friends on a recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Uh-huh.
And she got to meet Cher. But she brought Kanye for a date night, and it didn't go well.
Yeah.
He started tweeting. He was on his phone, and then one of the actors, the actor who plays Sonny Bono, tweeted to say, hey, great that you're here, but will you look up from your phone? Dude, it's kind of a big deal.
Right, because this is our opening night. It's kind of a big deal for the actors on stage. Can you please respect the performers? Respect the artists here?
Shockingly, Kanye actually apologized back instead of making it a big ordeal.
He did. He said some nice things. Please pardon my lack of etiquette. We have so much appreciation for the energy you guys put into making this masterpiece.
The Thorazine kicked right in right at that moment.
I think Kim typed it up.
I think Chris Jenner. Right. I'll handle this.
Yeah, give me that phone.
You're in a timeout with Satan North. Go.
What?
Here's the release.
What? What'd I do? Sit down. You are a Kardashian now. And you will act like one.
Stop cutting.
The only problem is he can't get pregnant by an NBA player. That's the only thing that keeps him from being a full Kardashian. All right. Check it in at
number two.
Marvel Studios caught everyone by surprise last night during Monday Night Football when they released a trailer for their upcoming film, Captain Marvel. This is a 90s era film.
Okay.
It takes place in 1995. Carol Danvers, portrayed by Brie Larson, goes from fighter pilot to one of the galaxy's mightiest heroes. And she gets caught between two warring alien worlds, the Kree and the Skrull.
Your life began the day it nearly ended. We found you with no memory. We made you one of us. So you could live longer, stronger, superior. You were reborn.
This war is just the beginning.
I'm not going to fight your war.
So I saw the trailer for this in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, because I heard Brie Larson was playing this.
Right.
And, you know, Brie Larson is great, but she plays these little, like, up close, kind of like that The Room movie and everything.
Dramatic characters. Yeah. Right.
She's good. She could do comedy, too.
She's a break from what she usually is in.
Right. So, but I don't, you know, see her flying around in the air. And it looked really good. And, of course, you know, this whole thing with, you know, making Captain Marvel a woman is a big deal. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah. How about that?
To see what Richard Roper says about that.
I think Harvey Weinstein would have had another thing coming in a situation like that. Get thrown across his own shower by, and you know, I know what she grabs to make that happen.
Well, yeah. You can imagine.
Yeah. All right.
It'd have been nice.
Number one.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water.
I didn't know if we were wanting this or not wanting this, but Hootie and the Blowfish are getting back together.
Oh, I like them.
Yeah, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty good last night at Fallon.
They won a bunch of Grammys. They're going to drop a new album and launch the group therapy tour, along with the Bare Naked Ladies. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
That's the throwback.
Really? This
files?
Is good. Yeah. But you know what? This is funny. When you're like 20 years on, 25 years on, and you get back together, that's when you make all your money. Because your fans now have
money.
And they want to go back and they want to relive a moment when they didn't have money. And that is the best thing you can do in the rock and roll industry.
Plus, the Bare Naked Ladies are really good in person and live, if you're not a huge fan of their music.
Darius Rucker talked about when one of their shows in Alabama occurred. They were not so popular. And what was that like?
We were playing one show in Huntsville, Birmingham, Alabama, at this place called the Tip Top Cafe. And we show up, and we don't only outnumber the people that are there.
We're not popular.
We're the only people there. If we're playing for the two bartenders, to the point that one bartender just lit up a joint and just came up and just, they were just smoking pot. We were just sitting around, because they made us play.
For our $100. They're like, we're paying you.
We're paying you $100 to play, and we've literally played to the bartenders.
Back
in the day.
I've done shows like that myself. All right, well, that's something.
We'll look forward to seeing that. He's not doing country anymore, then. Is that what it means? Darius Rucker.
He'll do some of his stuff. In that. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. People are going to want to go see it. It's got like, and the Friends reunion show. That's basically what this is.
I like it.
The top five at five.